Good evening, welcome to this week's Totally Irish. Let's kick off the music with new music from Bounce. The
sound of this city. 98 FM.
Welcome to this week's Totally Irish with me, John Barker, 98FM's weekly Irish music show, sponsored by Captain America's Cookhouse and Bar. We are broadcasting live here in Dublin with 2 hours of brand new Irish music up until 11 o'clock tonight. And we have so much new music to sample tonight, with lots of variety too, from the social commentary of post-punk Podge and the techno hippies to the return of Hair Squid. We've a love song of sorts from electronic duo Echo, plus indie magic from Jealous of the Bird. words Monkey and Fat Pablo. Musician Daniel John Paxton, formerly of Buffalo Sun and Sweet Jane, will be dropping in to perform his brand new solo single, Railway Line. And as always, Laura Keegan will have our usual Tip of the Week and Gig Guide features. We started this week's music with a track from the new Bouts album. Yes, the Bouts boys are back with their new album, Flow, which was released on Friday, and I'm delighted to say that for the first time since October 2013, the Bouts boys have returned to see us here in the 98FM studio. Gentlemen.
Hello.
John.
Hey.
It's good to be back.
Let me introduce you. Barry Bouts, Niall Bouts, Colin Bouts, and Daniel Bouts.
Good evening. They are our birth names.
And they are your birth names. Because you've changed your names legally.
We have. We're just that into the band.
Since I last... that's a lovely Bouts tattoo you have there, Barry. My God, I didn't notice that at
on
all.
On my forehead.
On your forehead. Lads, congratulations. The album is out.
Yeah.
Cheers, John. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
On Friday.
I had a great chance to listen to it properly over the weekend. It is called Flow. You've had such a busy weekend. So the album comes out on Friday. Last night you played at Finsbury in London. How was that?
Yeah, we played two shows in one day. Record store during the day in Clapton, Line Records, and then the Finsbury. So it was sort of a North London start of the tour, I would say.
It was better than I think we could have hoped for. We hadn't played, you know, I think you were the last one we did on show, the kind of secret show we did on show, just to see if we could actually still play together. So we hadn't been on the stage since then. We didn't know what to expect, but the promoter was really good. Shout out to Turtle Tempo Promotions, and then I think everyone just turned out. All of our expat friends and a couple of sneaky Londoners.
I've heard so much about the Finsbury in London, and I've never been there. Is it kind of like a Whelan's type place?
Yeah.
I would say it has
maybe more of the Roisin Dove, yeah.
More Roisin Dove vibe, I would say. It's a lovely venue.
Okay. All four of you are looking remarkably well. And I'm wondering how the hell it is. Have you slept?
Well,
I got 2 hours.
Colin, you got 2 hours?
So far.
Yeah. I got a full 5 hours.
I got 5 hours, but feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
And also, in London, rail system was generous enough to all go on like strike and rail works today, so we all had to get to the airport in different modes of transport, buses. It was pretty miserable start to the day, but it's gotten better now that we're here, John.
Well, it's amazing what a new album will do for your adrenaline and lack of sleep.
Yeah, you know, it's going to happen because the next week's pretty busy.
You've no chance, really. The first track on the new album, which, as I said, is called Flow, the first track on that album is called Stop Pushing. We played it for our listeners just a few minutes ago. Shall we have a listen to another one?
You should.
Well, what about Passing Through? Will we go with that track?
I think we should go for that track.
Oh, let's
do
it.
It's great.
It's we'll be right back. Amazing.
Track
5 on the new Bouts album is called Passing Through, and you've just been listening to it on this week's Totally Irish here on 98FM. And Colin, Daniel, Barry and Niall from Bouts are still with me in the 98FM studio. Lads, the debut album, Nothing Good Gets Away, was released in October 2013. In between that album and this album, you released Unlearn, the EP, a couple of years ago. But listening to Flow, I said earlier, I got to listen to it properly over the weekend. The first thing that struck me about the songs was how different they were to whatever you've done before. And I don't mean that in terms of sound, because the sound hasn't changed dramatically, I don't think, but more in terms of how you've become, I guess, a lot better as musicians and songwriters, and you seem a lot more confident, and at times you're not kind of throwing the kitchen sink at songs, you're letting a lot of them breathe, which maybe wouldn't have happened before. So dare I say it, is there a sense of maturity? Has maturity crept into the band?
You said it. We basically stopped trying to put, you know, 14 different ideas into a 3.5 minute song, and we decided, look, we made a conscious choice a few years ago to fix on one idea, develop it, and try and have it through the song. And I think it shows, I hope. We've been doing this now since 2011, so 8 years, and we all play in different bands anyway. I think it definitely shows a little more on this album. We're very happy with it. I personally outgrow things very quickly, but this works, I think.
Yeah, I think also, like, the live set, we only played 6.0 from Nothing Good Gets Away, and there's a feeling that the song, even though they're very new, they feel, like, more fun and more immediate to us. Maybe that's because they're newer, but, like, we were looking through Nothing Good Gets Away, and we're like, there's not many singles on that album. Like, you know, I still stand by it, but, like Barry said, probably overwritten, overthought, too many maybe ideas thrown into a 3.5 minute song. So this one, I certainly feel like you can see people latching onto it much quicker. Yeah. Like those people in the audience in London last night latching on to songs they never heard before.
Great.
That's always cool.
That's the test, I guess.
Yeah.
Has, you mentioned there, Barry, about performing with other musicians. Has that helped Bouts become a better band then?
I think it just broadens your reference points. You know, all of us, we all also have relatively diverse music tastes. We all like our kind of indie rock kind of stuff, but I have listened to more and more electronic music in the last few years. The guys, Colin and Niall, have various side projects which are quite different from what we do. And I think we bring that to the table as we develop, but we know what we do. We like what we do, and I think we're just doing it a little bit more focused now because we live in different countries, and whenever we get together, it's more like, right, let's fix this idea, get it right, as opposed to, oh look, we've 17 hours on this one song, let's see where we can go with it.
I wanted to ask you that because since we last chatted in 2013, you've all been really busy. So Barry, you mentioned there about living in different countries. You live in the Netherlands, you live in Amsterdam. Niall, you're over in London, and I know Colin and Daniel, you're both still living here in Dublin. But so in terms of, like, how do you go about writing, I guess, songs for a new album and then recording those songs? Is it a case of we're going to block book a particular weekend and the magic has to happen that weekend?
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah. There's more pressure on. We fix a date when we can all do this months out, and then for the album we had like one session in London in November 2016, one in Connemara in January 2017, one in Drimna in summer 2017, and then we just went in and recorded it in February last year. So it was really that kind of smash and grab.
Like a romantic getaway without the romance.
There were romantic moments.
No. We're very understanding partners, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Because, you kind of just, you know, 4 weekends, 5 weekends a year where you're like, okay, I'm off to lock myself in a sweaty room for 12 hours a day with
sweaty men.
With sweaty men.
But it's definitely changed the dynamic. But I think,
a bit like the studio at the moment.
It's kept us, it's pretty hot in here, John.
There's no romance.
You always do the show topless, John.
Always, yeah. Yeah. Ever since I started doing push-ups.
It shows.
Thanks. Yeah. No, we definitely, we feel like, in a funny way, it's actually sort of given us a new lease of life as well, because we're not living in each other's ear that we like we did a little bit in the first couple of years in the band. We were always together rehearsing, playing, and I think it was nice to get a bit of a break from that, and also it made us realize that we actually love what we're doing, we just don't have to do it. We do it at intervals of every few months now.
Well, that also ties in, Niall, with what you were saying in terms of last night was the first time you'd kind of played together live since that gig and on show, which was, that was a September?
September, yeah.
September?
Yeah, it was last year. It was the same weekend as Her Working Class Heroes, and we were due to be rehearsing all that weekend anyway, so we just thought, we'll put on a little midnight show in on show. And
that was our first show in 4 years.
Yeah.
So that was sort of like...
It was packed, yeah, but it's only small space, isn't it, on show?
Yeah, the upstairs room in our show is like a little living room. You could barely fit 50 people. It was perfect for us to, you know, fail in front of a small crowd.
Yeah. I had my 30th birthday up there, actually, two years ago.
Nice, yeah.
And speaking of failing, I failed at a speech at the end of the night, and I got heckled, and people still slag me about it. So I know what it's like to fail.
At least it's not on tape, though, is it?
No, I don't think there were phones. Were there phones? No, there weren't. No, there's not. There was no. No.
Put a little bit of tape over the camera.
Yeah, that's it. Lads, you're going to perform a live song for us from the new album, which I said is called Flow. Just in case you're tuning in and you're wondering who the hell I'm talking to, I am chatting to the lads from Bouts. They've just released their second album. It's called Flow. It came out on Friday. And they've literally just come back from London, where they performed last night in the Finsbury, and are going to perform a track for us tonight from the new album. But Niall, there's no basketball this time, because you should... Nope. What happened the last time you were in? You brought a basketball, didn't you?
Well, Ryanair have reduced what you can bring on the plane, and I've come straight from the airport, so the basketball would have taken up my full 10 kilos.
Yeah.
So I thought the bass was maybe more important.
I think so. So instead of playing bass, last time Niall was in, he brought a basketball and used this at a particular part of the song, which I can't remember what song you played.
Well, Jittery, I think.
Jittery.
Daniel wasn't here with us that time, so it was instead of the kick drum.
Instead of the kick drum, that was it.
Yeah.
So that video is up, actually.
Unfortunately, there is a video. There's a video.
I posted it, actually, just before the interview. So if anybody wants to check it out afterwards, if you go onto our Twitter account at TotallyIrish98, you can check it out.
Hard to believe I'm not a professional basketball player.
You did brilliant. Okay, so what song are you going to play? Minus the basketball, what song are you going to play for us?
No basketball percussion, but we're going to play Face Up, which was the first single taken from the album. And we'll get going.
Yeah, you start.
The odds are enormous, the chaos unique. Face it every day without so much as a blink. Behind our fronts we all feel broken sometimes. How we respond is our measure. Down. And walk, I reframe it eye to eye. Cheek to cheek, speak for yourself. Let it ring true. Damn it or not, they don't mean the best for you. Face up, head down. Inside out.
Yes, you've just been listening to Bouts performing the song Face Up live on this week's Totally Irish here on 98FM. The track is taken from Bouts' new album Flow, which was released on Friday. Guys, thank you so much for that.
Cheers, John.
Thank
that
you,
was great
John.
Fun. For having us.
So, you're back in town, and
we're
you're
back.
Staying. You're staying for a few days because you've got a pretty busy week coming up. You're in Galway, Limerick and Cork.
Yeah, we're playing a tour now. We start on Wednesday Galway, Thursday Limerick, Friday Cork, Dublin next Saturday, and then we finish in Belfast next Sunday. So, yeah, we're ready to go.
Tell us about the Dublin gig.
It's in the underground Abner Brown's on Dame Street.
Well, it's
run
Dave
by the guys.
Yeah. Abner Brown's runs that place. I think it's Patrick Kearney's on the top floor.
That's
so
right.
Come and watch the England-Ireland match, watch Ireland beat England, and then come downstairs.
Oh, that's next weekend as well.
Yeah, it's just before 6-8. And then Silverbacks, who are our favourite Irish band at the moment.
Yeah,
I think we're all agreed on them. They're the best.
Band.
So they're opening for us. And Shrug Life are
Danny
also.
Carroll and Shrug
are they really?
Life?
Yeah, Shrug Life. I haven't seen
so we got some of our favourite bands.
Yeah, we're really, really looking forward to that show. It'll be fun. So that's Dublin next Saturday.
And there is only 100 copies of the vinyl record, as well, we should say. And we sold a decent few in London last night, online. So we're down to about...
You're going to be selling on the night.
Yeah. Down to about half
definitely.
Of them, yeah.
I can imagine the final whistle going in the rugby match, and everybody upstairs in Paddy Kearney's will just hear the bass line going from down below, going, what the hell is that?
The rumble.
And their lives will change if they decide to pay €10
and
just come in and have a look.
Okay.
In victory or defeat, we're there for you.
Yeah, definitely. Lads, Bouts, thank you so much for coming in. Barry, Niall, Colin, Daniel, thank you so much. Great to see you again.
Cheers, John.
Thanks,
cheers,
John.
The new album is called Flow. Congratulations, it's brilliant. You're going to be playing the Underground on Dame Street on Saturday night. We're going to have a listen to one more track from that album. And this is your current single. This is called Love's Lost Landings, Part 2.
Woo!
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 98FM's Totally Irish with Captain America's Cookhouse and Bar, Grafton Street and Blanchardstown, home to legendary burgers and rock and roll memorabilia since 1971.
Chester released the album She Darks Me back in 2011. It kind of went a little bit under the radar, and as a result of that, he's remastered the tracks on the album and re-released it on Friday. From it, you've just been listening to the wonderfully catchy song Napoleon Bonaparte, which we were saying sounds a little bit like Tom Petty, doesn't it? We featured it on Totally Irish a good few times, actually. Joe Chester is a brilliant songwriter, and if you like that track of his that we just played, well, then you really should check out She Darks Me. Okay. It is time for our second guest of the week on this week's Totally Irish. Daniel John Paxton was once a member of well-known Dublin bands such as Sweet Jane and Buffalo Sun. He has recently gone solo and has just released his debut solo track. It's called Railway Line, and I'm delighted to say that Daniel has joined me in the 98FM studio along with Andy Parks, who directed the video for that new single. Good evening, gents.
How are you doing, John?
How's it going?
Daniel, great to see you again. Yeah, Andy, it's going nice. Well, thanks.
Yeah, it's nice to be here.
You've been a guest on the show quite a bit over the last few years, but not for a while. So yeah. has life got in the way, as they say, of you writing and making music?
Life happened, yeah.
Not in a bad way, obviously.
Not in a bad way, of course, but yeah, I suppose as you get on a bit, different things take, you know, different forms and stuff, but took a little bit of a break and let life take its course, and a couple of kids later, here I am.
Yeah?
As a solo artist, but...
Here you are, looking well. When did you decide to go solo?
You know, I think the bands that I was in just ran their course, and it was kind of like, you know, come to a stage where everybody wanted to go on and do their own thing, and time is precious these days with people that are, you know, like my age, should I say, you know, and people want to go on and do other things, and I was kind of left holding the mantle, and again, I was saying, why does this keep on happening? But it was just, I kind of walked away and said, right, that's it. I kind of had enough and took a break and didn't really feel the need to kind of be involved in it so much.
Were you still writing songs?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that I suppose I'll probably always do. It's very hard not to. Or it's very hard not to try and not to, which is what I was trying to do. But sometimes a rest is a good thing as well, you know, for the soul, I suppose. But took a break, didn't really foresee anything happening, and then a lot of songs just came, and then the birth of my daughter, and I just decided to start working with my younger brother, Connor, who's kind of been in and out of all the bands that I've been in, and just decided to record a few songs, see how they sounded with the idea of having no... you know, no walls, no barriers, nothing, just do whatever feels good, and it's kind of worked, and the stuff has been really interesting, so that's how I arrived here, yeah. You know.
So a batch of new songs came along, the magic started to happen again, and your first solo release is a beautiful track called Railway Line.
Thank you.
Which I think showcases your love for Americana music, and we're going to have a listen to you perform an acoustic version of the song in a few moments time, but give us maybe a background to that particular song. Like, why did you write it? What's it about? Was it the first of the new batch?
It was actually the first of the new batch, yeah. It's just one of them things that, I mean, it's very hard to pinpoint when the song kind of, you know, has arrived and is there, you know. But it was one of them things, was just picking up the guitar, it was constantly in my head, and then lyrically it's just, you know, I mean, you can take your own meaning from it, I suppose, but it's just a little song about getting out here and, you know, you and your friendship, and it's just, it was one of them that came very quick, and then I had it as an acoustic version for ages. And then when I was thinking about putting drums on it and other stuff, I said, we'll just see what happens. And I got Andy in, Andy was playing drums, and my brother, Connor, as I mentioned, he's synth nerd.
Is he?
So he was, why don't we just put loads of synth on it?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool, because I mean, I love synth myself, you know what I mean? We'd be a collector of old vintage equipment anyway between us.
He was probably just waiting for that.
He was rubbing his hands, just going, finally bust this Moog out. But he did, like, it's something that changes the sound and the sonic of everything when you start messing around with other stuff. Now, we've messed around with other stuff before, like in other bands, and you'd probably have a closer idea when you're in a band, you know, you have an identity and you have a sound that you're working towards, whereas this is like, well, throw that in and see what that sounds like.
Yeah.
Completely loose. So, like, no barriers, no one saying, oh, that's not going to suit that. I don't really care. It's just a case of, I love how they sound. Let's put them in the song. And that's what we did, and that's how it sounds. It has like a synth solo and bits like that in it that just make it sound cool, I think, you know.
It's a beautiful song. We're going to talk to Andy Parks about the video that he directed for this song in a few moments time, which saw you play the role of an astronaut.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to hearing Andy's take on that. But first, Daniel John Paxson, can you play us that single right now? It's called Railway Line.
Of course.
On this week's Totally Irish.
1, 2, 3. Sneaking out from your window, come and meet.
never liked them anyway. No, never liked them.
You've just been listening to Daniel John Paxton performing a live version of his debut solo single, Railway Line, live in this week's Totally Irish. That was lovely, Daniel. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful song, beautiful melodies.
Oh,
I guess it's one half a little bit mournful, I feel, with the melody, but also it's quite hopeful as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
The meaning behind it is quite positive.
Yeah, definitely positive vibes from it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. During the week, the video for that single was released. The director of the video, Andy Parks, is with us as well in the 98FM studio. Andy, can you explain to our listeners the concept behind this video?
The concept was, it all began when myself and Dan just wanted to do something in space. So, and we both liked the idea that a song called Railway Line would be based in space. Yeah. So that's where it all started. And myself, Dan, and his brother Connor are all big sci-fi fans, so we spoke a lot about it. And the whole idea was just to have an astronaut out in space on some nameless planet just thinking about his family back home. That was it.
So Daniel plays the role of an astronaut, and he's floating around in space, as you said. And then I think every so often you're kind of reminiscing about your wife and kid at home. And there's this thing where you're off on this big adventure, but you also want to be back as well.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
But yeah, I mean, I suppose that idea of the, like that Bowie thing, longing to be home, tell my wife and all that kind of stuff. Like, that kind of thing really hits home, that, if you're up there on your own and your family's back home, like how you'd miss them and stuff like that. So that kind of pulls on the heartstrings a little bit in the video, but it works well, I think,
Where, Andy, where was it shot?
It was shot in...
What planet, I should say?
What planet? The Burren. There's a shot with a big rocket that's after landing on the ground. That's in the Burren.
Really?
And then the nighttime shots where Daniel is walking around is in Glendalough. And then this bit part inside the spaceship is in my shed in my back garden.
You're joking.
And then the bits on
that's
the railway line is in our manager's garden in Wicklow.
So four different locations.
Locations, yeah.
So at the very start of the video, there's a spaceship.
Yeah.
Where, go on, tell us about that then.
Well, I built this full-size cockpit it's based on an Apollo command module.
Yeah.
I have an observatory out my back garden. So I took the telescope out and put the spaceship in. And I spent pretty much 8 months, every spare second of the day, building that.
He's a very talented man.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It was fun. It was definitely so bucket list. For me, it was something on my bucket list. Forever growing up, I was very interested in the making of sci-fi movies and stuff like that. So I was making lots of notes. So this was my one chance, I suppose, to do something epic and in space.
Well, the first time you look at the video, you go, Jesus, that is super professional. Like, it's of a really, really high quality. And I think at the start, doesn't it say a film by Andy Parks? It almost looks like a feature film.
Yeah, and it was in the 2001 Space Odyssey font.
We
weren't hiding our love for old sci-fi movies. But what we did have, though, is we had a lot of people who wanted to help, and everyone had their heart in it, and it's just that it just shows you what you can do when everyone wants to do something great together. It was lots of fun.
Yeah,
hard work.
I'm sure hard work, but also a lot of fun. Yeah. Daniel, the launch of the single Railway Line is in Whelans this Saturday.
Yep, this Saturday, Doors 8 p.m. and Gallants. Our sport, you know that band, Gallants?
Yeah, that's
my big brother's band. Is it really? Yeah,
I didn't know that.
They're supporting us, so it's only a fiver in. So January's gone now, you know, so February's
starting,
so no excuses. Get down and have a good night of music, you know.
And that's Saturday?
That's this Saturday, upstairs in Whelans, 8 p.m.
Okay. So we have bouts earlier on talking, because they're in the underground on Saturday.
Okay, cool.
There's enough people to go around to bow gigs, obviously.
There you go,
But they were saying that the Ireland-England are playing just beforehand, so that's perfect. As soon as that rugby match is over, upstairs to Whelans.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay, great stuff. Daniel, John Paxton and Andy Parks, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks very much for having us. Yeah.
Thank you.
Best of luck with that launch for the single Railway Line in Whelans on Saturday. Okay.
Thank you.
Talas releases, because obviously it's an individual, Talas releases his new album, Far Out Dust, on February the 8th. I'll be chatting to him about the new album on February the 10th, so that's in 2 weeks' time. Here is the new Talas single, The Light Is Upon Us.
Kept him kind before.
98 FM's Totally Irish with Captain America's Cookhouse and Bar, Grafton Street and Blanchardstown, home to legendary burgers and rock and roll memorabilia since 1971.
And as the feeling fades away, the tearing streets create a wave of never seeing stills in time, a sway of settled lines. The creeping sounds of children ring to curling toes this spring. Where the now elapsed round you and me, the now elapsed round you and me.
That is the current single from the Murder Capital. It's called Feeling Fades. On Thursday, they embark on a UK tour. Best of luck to them. Okay, stay with us for part two of this week's Totally Irish. Coming up after 10 o'clock, we've got new music from Jealous of the Birds, Monkey, Fat Pablo, Echo, and Hair Squid. Hey!
98 Totally Irish. Sound of the city. 98 FM.
I want to show who belongs in her kimono. She reads the poems the dead man then takes my photo. Kill me quick while happiness is honey thick. I am healing, head of genius, I'm feeling.
up like a glass of full-fat milk. Up like a glass of full fat milk.
Blue Eyes is the name of that brand new single from Jealous of the Birds, and you are tuned in to part two of this week's Totally Irish with me, John Barker, 98FM's weekly Irish music show sponsored by Captain America's Cookhouse and Bar. Jealous of the Birds, as I'm sure you know, is County Armagh musician Naomi Hamilton, who put out one of the best releases of last year with her EP The Motts of What I Want Will Eat Me in My Sleep. You'll remember that Naomi was in with us in early December and mentioned an upcoming EP of hers that was ready to go. Well, that EP is called Wisdom Teeth. It's released this Friday. And you've just been listening to the first single from it. It's called Blue Eyes, which sees Naomi continuing to produce some really, really nice upbeat indie music. Now, the same night in December that Jealous of the Birds were in with us, or was in with us, I should say, we also had Emily Jane and Ricky from Vernon Jane in with us as well. I saw them playing the Button Factory the following Wednesday. Supporting them on the night was a new act called Fat Pablo. I call them a new act, but really they're not that quite new, because they used to be known as Beach and had a bit of a, I guess, a bit of a girl band vibe to them. They've since rebranded with a new name and a new sound, and we're going to listen to their debut single, Shambhala, in a few minutes' time, which is released on all platforms this Friday. First, though, Dublin four-piece Monkey impressed last year with their single 7 AM and some really nice video releases, one of which was a press record video I shot with them for the track Just Can't Quit. The lead singer of Monkey is called Zach Stevenson, and we shot the video one Saturday afternoon in the sitting room of his mother's house in Leixlip. Go check it out. Monkey are currently working on a new EP. Here is their brand new single on 98FM. It's called You've Got Mail.
Yeah. taste the best. Taste the best.
Sunday nights on 98FM.
This is Totally Irish with John Barker on 98FM.
Stay close. Guide me through the day. I was lost. So
Sunday night.
Totally Irish on 98FM.
Street and Blanchardstown, home to legendary burgers and rock and roll memorabilia since 1971.
This week's Totally Irish Tip of the Week is Simsima Sound System. Simsima are a DJ collective inspired by sounds from the Caribbean and Africa, who for the past 4 years have been running club nights in Dublin. They recently launched their own record label and this week put out their debut single Yama Yama, a collaboration with MC Breezy Ida Goke. Yama Yama is the lead single from Simsima's upcoming 5-track EP Past the Ox Cord, which will be released on Friday and features God Knows from Rusingano Family, Denise Chyla and Chili Cherry.
I can't say too much. Too much yama yama dangerous.
The group described their own sound as a fusion of dancehall, hip-hop and grime. And Yama Yama is a perfect confluence of all those influences as Breezy delivers a fun flow over the tropical dancehall flavoured track. Given Simsima Sound System's ability to throw incredible parties and the upcoming occasion of the release of Past the Ox Cord, there is sure to be an opportunity in the next few weeks to check out a Simsima set live. In the meantime, you can watch the video video for Yama Yama on YouTube and pre-order Past the Ox Cord ahead of its Friday release on Sim Sima's Bandcamp.
I turned 50 cent to 50 naira. I'm not Prince Soya Belly like I've been imported to be of importance. You ain't seen my type before, I'm so gorgeous. Them man sent for us. We pack envelopes. I can't say too much.
Playing nothing but only the best in Irish music.
98 FM's Totally Irish with John Barker.
Been a lot of buzz around Rosie Kearney the last couple of years, hasn't there? On Friday, the Donegal musician released her debut album. It's called Bear. Now, I tried to get Rosie to come in tonight to chat about the album, but neither her nor her management got back to me. So, what could I do but play you a track from that album? It's called Thousands, and it features Lisa Hannigan. Before Rosie Kearney, you heard Laura Keegan with her Totally Irish Tip of the Week. That featured Sim Sima Sound System, who dropped his debut single a few days ago. And before Laura Keegan, we played you the new single from Echo. Echo are a twosome made up of Owen Whitfield, formerly of the band Enemies, who we featured quite a bit on the show before, and vocalist and songwriter Jesse Lord. And that new Echo single is called Hunted. The duo are currently working on a live setup, bringing their number to 5, so expect to see them performing live very soon. Okay, what in the name of God has happened to Hair Squid? They signed to Columbia Records in January 2016, and their future seemed to be golden. In The months following that, they released the wonderful single If I Ask and an EP called Super Normal, and there was talk of the trio working on their debut album, and everything seemed fine. But over the last year or so, the wheels have started to fall off a little bit with the, at times, public departure of Jesse Rose and suggestions that the band might be forced to quit. However, on Friday, the remaining duo of Tony Constone and Lilo Blues released brand new Air Squared music. It's called 100 Miles. See for yourself if the magic is still there.
I will find a way to your heart, baby. I will find a way to say the word, girl, yeah. Please don't make me beg for it, cause I will run 100 miles, baby. I'm gonna find a way to say the word, girl, 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 girl. Yeah, I hope my daddy looks just like you. Whoa, I know her daddy gonna flex like, ooh, whoa. Secure the racks for you. Yeah, fuck you, the pastor and gotta ask I do. Put it on my life just to be with you, baby. Can't open these eyes to believe in you, baby, yeah. Baby, I know that you know that my grind is for you and my mama. I'm tryna keep it a hundred, I'm tryna keep it a hundred. I will find a way to your heart, baby. I will find a way to say the word, girl, yeah. Please don't make me beg for it, cause I will run 100 miles, baby. I'm gonna find a way to say the word, girl, girl.
Let's not waste time and FaceTime. Sit on top like that baseline. Sweet like that grape wine. Oh, I got a crusty, my soft side. With it kinda high when I get it dripping or running my mind. Shit, the side effects in my lonely ass. Let's keep the waiting and get straight to the booty touching. Rubbing the sun's feet to seduct and touching. And bring your friend with it. She gonna stand with it. I'ma do the dance.
Even though your best friend says no. Even though your mama don't know. Gonna get it right, girl, yeah. Gonna get it right, girl. Even though your daddy won't let you go. Even though the past tells us no. Gonna get it right, girl, yeah. Gonna get it right, girl.
Baby girl,
I will find a way to your heart, baby. I will find a way to say the word, girl, yeah. Please don't make me beg for it. Cause I will run 100 miles, baby. I'm gonna find a way to say the word. I will run 100 miles, baby. I'm gonna find a way to say the word. Girl, yeah.
This is Totally Irish.
John Barker on 98FM.
If I could, would I would.
Get out the woodworks, man, my knees hurt. Went all the way to the bottom of the big bad world. With my feet first, I don't see her, I just am her. Too broke for the rich folks, too paid for the unpaid. I don't want a backspace neither, I need to feed the so-called. So I need to really go global, but I don't drive no moto. Man, I'm just still so local. This is me, downplaying my achievements as I hear me on TV. What happened to me? I never thought I'd actually ever find a passion to be me. 100 like 250s in the backbone of the man, of the man's wallet.
Sometimes the thing you need is just some time for yourself. Get up, get out, go find your peace, put you wouldn't be free. If not for he, sometimes the thing you need is just some sound for yourself. Get up, get out, go find your peace, but you wouldn't be free. If not for he.
If I go other way, other way, I don't mind every day, every day. Life won't be on repeat, won't find me on the keys. I'll be in Newton Heat, getting handed a large receipt. Ain't nobody had to pay for me, ain't nobody had to pay for me.
Maybe I just need to get away from home for a while. I can feel a little bit insane if I'm inside, you know. Thing you need is just some time for yourself. Get up, get out, go find your peace, but you wouldn't be free if
not for heat. Sometimes the thing you need is just some time for yourself. Get up, get out, go find your peace, but you wouldn't be free if not for heat.
Too cool for the effort, all that talk is expected. I wanna stay off record, I'm about to be the man in these streets. Mike O.P. the Panda fly free. Don't want bigger chains or Gucci. Big money might make you the man you see. You see one hell of a wise guy. You got a heavily bright mind, but still just set up for five guys. You didn't wanna go deep, but fortunately I came to mess up your sleep. I came to pull off your sheets.
I wanna see you.
Not to the people, baby, the one to preview. You
know I believe you. You know I believe in you, yeah.
Sometimes the thing you need is just some time for yourself. Get up, get out, go find your peace, but you wouldn't be free if not for heat. Sometimes the thing you need is just some time for yourself. Get up, get out, go find your peace, but you wouldn't be free if not for heat.
Brand new sounds.
This is Totally Irish with John Barker
on 98 FM.
98 FM's Totally Irish with John Barker.
Hi guys, TPM here, just making this video just to say we're going to be the guards from now on, and if you have any crime that you want solved, we're the people to do it, but you have to give us money first, and if you're poor, then too bad you're too poor.
You're going down, we aren't allowed to do the fuck we want. We're the guards, hey.
The guards and the tanks are breaking into North Frederick Street. Terrorist threats from keepers of the peace. Peaceful protest is not allowed. Protect the landlords, the law unfold. Protect the rich, let the poor die out. Getting the attorneys dressed like ISIS, making law out of the housing crisis. Getting the attorneys dressed like ISIS, making law.
Well, that was interesting, wasn't it? You've just been listening to the new single from post-punk Podge and the Techno Hippies. The Limerick rapper releases a new EP on February the 15th. He plays Whelans on March the 1st. He is an interesting character by all accounts, and we will get the chance to see for ourselves because he's going to be live on Totally Irish before that Whelans gig. Before post-punk Podge and the Techno Hippies, you heard music from Cork electronic act Toby Carr. That's his track from a few years back called Snapdragon, which I think everybody working on this show loves. The reason I played it for you is because during the week it takes a village Festival announced the second round of acts performing over the 3 days of the festival, which takes place in Trebolgan, East Cork, from May the 10th to May the 12th. One of those acts was Toby Carr. Others include Saint Sister, Kojak, New Jackson, Ships, and Laboom. Loads and loads more as well. Before Toby Carr, we played you the new single from Jafaris. It's called Time. It was released on Friday. It was included in New Music Friday UK's playlist on Spotify, which is great exposure for the young man. That track, though, it should be huge. Like, there is no reason why every radio station in Ireland shouldn't be playing that track several times a day this week. Now, do you remember the band Wild Promises? They released a very popular track around about 5 years ago called Ballymore. It has a really catchy chorus that kind of stuck in your head for days and days after you first heard it. I'm not going to sing it for you, though. You're going to have to check it out yourself. Well, Wild Promises, the bands, have just released their first bit of new music in 5 years in the form of an EP called No More Love Songs. And from it, on this week's Totally Irish, we're going to play you this track, which is called Cruel to Be Kind.
FM's Totally Irish with John Barker.
This is your Totally Irish gig guide, the guide letting you know what gigs are happening around Dublin this week. On Tuesday, the final of UCD's Battle of the Bands takes place in Whelans with sets from the four finalists, Greyface, Kevin Cavisto, Magazines and Myth. Tickets are €10 on the door, which opens at 8. Rosie Carney celebrates the release of her debut album, Bear, with a gig at the Ballroom in the Grand Social on Wednesday. Tickets are available online from €13. Bello Bar is the venue on Thursday for the Dublin album launch of Trick Mist's new album, Both Ends. Support will be from Elephant and Video Blue. Tickets are €10. Also on Thursday, Folk and Deadly in Whelans presents three of Ireland's best up-and-coming folk acts with sets from Moon Looks On, Pine the Pilcrow and Hatchlings. Tickets are €10. Elle celebrates the release of her album Febreze on First Second Label with a launch party at Tengu on Friday night. Admission is from €5 and doors are at 10. Finally, on Saturday, Woeen Beam takes place at the Bello Bar with a lineup including Yankari, Farah L, Ojo Music, Papa Lou, and Moving Still. Tickets are €14.
The best new Irish music every Sunday.
98 FM's Totally Irish
with John Barker.
Yeah.
That is the debut track from Inhaler. It was released last year. It's called I Want You. Inhaler will be supporting the very enjoyable and very energetic Touts on their Irish and UK tour in February and March. And you can catch both acts in the Academy on March the 20th. Okay, that is nearly it for this week's Totally Irish. Many thanks for listening over the last 2 hours. Cheers to Bouts and Daniel John Paxton for coming in and performing live on the show. And thank you, as always, to Dennis Vavasor and Laura Keegan for all their hard work. We'll be back next Sunday, as always, between 9 and 11 with more great new Irish music. We're going to have Zaska live in studio and also Tulu McKay. So I'm really looking forward to both of those acts. We are going to finish off this week's music, though, with a track from Moon Looks On. You would have heard Laura Keegan mentioning that Moon Looks On, Pine the Pilcrow and Hatchlings will be performing this Thursday in Whelan's in a gig that they've called Folkin' Deadly, which I really like the name of. So we're going to finish off with a track from Moon Looks On called Bobbin' on a Wave. See you all next Sunday. Have a great week.
Sands loose below my feet. I rise above this crest to catch a glimpse of land. And everything seems far, swimming where you stand. Oh, if I split the atom, can I send the other half to you? And to a band, hear a trumpet's in my ear. When my disposition like a bandy leg one-eared fox, and I didn't quite catch what you said, and we fall to the rocks. Such a loaded gun, propensity to harm. Smiling's got me through life's a jaded charm. I'd lick a lucky frog, I'd kiss an ancient storm, just to feel one thing more than me alone. Just to feel one thing more than being alone. Oh, if I split the atom, I'd send the other half to you. And to a fanfare of trumpets, my age. When my disposition like a bandy leg one ear fox, and I didn't quite catch what you said before to the rocks. Send the other half to you. And to a band, clear a trumpet to my age blue. Oh, and my disposition like a bandy leg one ear box. And I didn't quite catch what you said before to the rocks. I didn't quite catch what you said, and we fall to the rocks.
FN's Totally Irish with Captain America's Cookhouse and Bar, Grafton Street and Blanchardstown, home to legendary burgers and rock and roll memorabilia since 1971.